Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can smoke weed.
Some people get too high before a podcast recording or during. I'm your host, Amanda.
And I'm Val.
This is the co-host with the most, Val. We also have a very, very special guest with us today, but we'll get into that in a second.
You can see her, but you can't hear her yet.
We're not ready for your introduction yet. This episode, we're talking about all things 420.
But before we talk about that, we'd love to talk about the event.
Yes, we'd love to talk about the event that everybody's invited to, okay?
Come on now, bring your friends, bring your parents, bring your mama.
Bring your husbands, bring your wives.
You want a thruple? It's okay.
It's okay. You're welcome here, okay? Everyone, there's a unicorn to be found, okay? It is our Black Friday podcast party, and we are throwing it in Boise off of Orchard.
Yes, New Colony Beer Co.
New Colony
starting
Beer
at 7 o'clock till we close that place down. So yes. Come on down.
So if you're in town, you're in Boise, Meridian,
you're in town
Cuna,
for Thanksgiving,
like,
come on down.
Yeah, come on down. It's gonna 7 till we shut it down. Good. We have a great DJ oh. Jolly,
mm-hmm.
meow, 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 playing all the RTS music that has been curated by B. Just a bunch of wonderful people. All of the RTS community will be there and some others. But yeah, we're just inviting a bunch of our close friends. So if you're listening right fucking now, thank you so much for your listen. I really appreciate it. And we would love to actually meet you. And the best part is it's a pop-up podcast. So we're going to pop up a podcast in the back of the bar.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking. People ask us. They think we're doing a podcast.
Oh, like on the stage.
But
no.
That's not what's happening. Maybe one day.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm good.
Not really.
Not right
but
now.
No, I'm just saying in the future, maybe. You never know. But no, it's interview style with specific people that we've chosen and random people that come in. So if you want to be on it, show up.
Yeah, we got raffles and giveaways. Yeah. We got a bunch of sponsors to just give us fucking free shit to give to our listeners.
Yeah.
And bringing up local business, dude. Putting New Colony Beer on the map and just having a fun place to get content with our friends and get good interviews. So we're excited for that.
Do you want to mention the sponsors that we have?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have Alex's Clay Blings. She's making earrings, and she's going to be making earrings for us specifically to wear that night.
Shit out of those.
And then we have the Perking Spot.
Yes.
Coffee Spot in Nampa.
The New Colony Beer Company is also sponsoring a little giveaway, a gift cards basket.
Brilliant Aesthetics. Thank you.
Yes.
Free Dermaplane coming up.
Yes. RTS sponsored a man basket.
Yes.
Because
we got to support the men, you know.
Stuff. And then we got like Kush cards and the other coffee company. I can't remember. Oh, no.
It's okay. Another coffee company. And then.
So we're very excited. And a 420 inspired basket from like Kush cards. And my boy Quincy gave us a bunch of yummy stuff for that. You get free raffle. We're going to give away free shit all fucking night and give out wonderful hard cider and gluten free beer and regular beer. It's a vibe ass place. So come on down and we'll see you there. And now back to our special, special guest. This person you've heard about a lot by proxy. This person need no introduction, but we're going to give her fucking one. This person is Kayla.
Good to be back.
It's good to be here. Good to be present.
Oh, yeah.
Been on one before. It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Dude, that was that's a good right. One that was a good one.
She just listed those red flags, huh?
Yeah.
Dude. And
never
we all
gonna
had
get
them.
Over
I don't know if we're going to
get
there,
get over that, honestly.
Oh, it's that okay. Was such
you
a
had
good
a couple,
episode.
Too.
That was literally what people said. They're like, those red flags, though. That was
I
what...
hate when I find out I'm not perfect, too. That sucks.
Isn't that hard to take?
It's just stupid.
It was like tastes like dicks.
It does. And it was just like
it's a terrible dessert. I don't know where they
like there was no hesitation on those red flags for me. Like she had that shit planned.
No.
You know, like I had to be like
we did send out the questions ahead of time.
But
I was like, dang, make me sound bad.
Let me think.
You're perfect. I love you. Well, I have 6 red flags. Actually, I've been meaning to talk about this on air.
I think mine are more yellow flags. You know what I mean?
Like a beige
kind of
flag.
Yeah, it's
kind of
what I was thinking.
But how long have you guys been together?
Like 7 years.
7 years. They've been together 7 years. and engaged for
obviously
how many
the red
now?
Flags didn't fucking
they
matter.
Didn't phase because they're fucking engaged and we're getting ready for this. I'm so excited to marry you guys.
How many days are away?
208 days
till you get married, till I marry you guys.
I know.
Oh my God.
I'm excited.
This is kind of like a thing. This is like a foreshadow. Oh, I'm so excited.
You're in the middle.
I know.
In the you can. Go ahead. I'm fucking ordained. I'm so excited. I have everything. I have like 3 fucking speeches that night. Just fucking locked.
Checked in.
Let's go. We're marry the shit out,
days,
y'all.
Man.
So meanwhile, back at the weed ranch. This episode.
Weed farm, I think they're
weed
called.
Weed farm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the growers convention.
In
this
Vegas.
Episode is all about weed. We're not going to use the word marijuana. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But weed, kush, green. Let's do the game. Everyone say another word.
Oh, no. We go around in it. We whoever can't think of one loses.
Lights up this fucking
okay.
day. Go.
Okay. Kush.
Herb.
Perp. Mary Jane.
Sticky Icky.
Dad, that was wicked.
I can't think of anything.
THC, tree, cannabis. Yes. Fucking, I don't know. We could have gone for a minute. That's all right. Light it up. We don't need a reason.
I just wanted to light it up.
But what prompted this subject was that we were all joking about the trending topic of fucking Snoop Dogg and him saying that he is quitting the smoke.
Yeah, I was like, I saw that. I mean, I don't have Twitter, but like people post on Instagram, you know? And I'm just like, that can't be real because that's his brand, but he'll just rebrand. I don't know.
Dude.
I just think.
Can we take a moment to really, really, truly give respect of this marketing ploy? Like how fast everyone shared, tweeted, retweeted, like trending. That guy was number 3 on fucking Google. Like
on Google? Huh.
Like it was like the one of the things that popped up. I was like, holy shit. Very brilliant marketing. I think it's a brilliant move. And at first, because I had no context of what the fuck was going on, I believed it.
Yeah.
Like a fool.
Well, we were trying to think of why he really would stop smoking. And he'd be like, does he have a lung problem?
Yeah,
does
throat he cancer, have, bro.
That would be like the only reason. There's no way. Like, how could you even sing your songs anymore? I don't know. It would just not be right.
Yeah, change the band. But we think it's to push his new fucking edibles line.
It makes sense because if you really look into it, because he posted it on Instagram, I don't know, before Twitter or whatever that time frame was, but I follow him on Instagram and I saw when he posted it and it's just a picture of him and he's like, I quit the smoke. And you're like, okay, like,
oh, that doesn't mean I quit weed.
Like, I think he's saying, like, I'm maybe I don't smoke joints anymore, like blunts anymore, but I think he's going to push hard his
such a good marketing
play,
dude.
People just thinking right now.
Fuck yeah, I would absolutely be. I'm wheeling. That was just brilliant. And I saw it like 2 million, like, wow. Likes. So it's a matter of, just it being fantastic. Mm-hmm. But weed goes way back. Weed's an old school drug. Weed's an original. Weed's an OG. But
what year did weed start?
1801. No. 2,500 years ago.
Oh, yeah. What year was that?
Oh, the year was full school and 7
you
years
say
ago.
3,500.
Oh, no. It was like OG. 500 BCE.
Oh, 500 BCE.
Before we're talking like
Christ originate or before Christ energy,
like early ritual cannabis smoking, right? In the Eastern Pamirs by 2,500 years ago. But it goes fucking way back, especially because we'll even talk about hemp production here. But China,
people of China,
so people of China have been smoking weed for a fucking minute, okay? And they're actually the number one exporter of hemp.
Wait, can you tell us what the difference of hemp and cannabis is?
Yes. It's like fucking cannabis. In fact, it's a 0.3% difference of level of THC. Okay. So here the thing is, the hemp plant and the THC, you know, where you derive THC and CBD, right? It's all from, and cannabis. Cannabis is what, you know, where you smoke to get high. Are all from the same plant, but there's just different types of, yeah, of different types of plants. So the differentiation is 0.3% of THC. Now, hemp does have THC, but it's so little it can't get you high. It's not mind altering. Whereas the cannabis that is THC, you can also extract CBD from. But it has a bunch of like hundreds of cannabinoids. CBD and THC are really just the two people talk about the most. But it's an arbitrary number that some fucking guy pulled out of his ass who wrote a book back in the fucking 70s. And he agrees that it's also an arbitrary number. It doesn't fucking make any sense. But the DEA basically found that as enough evidence to basically say, okay, this shit's dangerous. We can't just have a bunch of farmers growing fucking cannabis. Yeah. And it's like, no, cannabis is what you smoke. Hemp is what we want to use, make out of plastics, ropes, fucking, there's nutrition, there's food made out of it. Like, everything is made out of hemp. You can make bricks, like, build houses out of it. It is the most, it's insane. And Henry Ford even attempted to, or he actually did, make a fucking car out of plastic hemp. And it worked. But because the DEA... they fucking cracked down on it. So we stopped manufacturing it and farmers stopped really growing it. And so mm-hmm. China superseded in the hemp market. And then Canada was also number two on large growing and manufacturing it. US is number three, but only as of late have we been manufacturing a shit ton of hemp. And a lot of it's out of like Oregon and different places. But then you have places like Southern Oregon who are getting all fucking in their assholes because their original exports like fruit and shit are now being superseded by hemp growth. But there's not enough manufacturers. So the thing is about hemp is it's so much better for our environment too. It's amazing for our environment. The way the plant grows maximizes photosynthesis. Maximizes photosynthesis. Is easier on the grass and soil than any other type of plant. Grows faster than cotton and other wheat bearing. Anyway, just nerd on out over it. Hemp is better all around, and we're not fucking using it because we didn't make enough room in the factories to manufacture it. But companies like Patagonia out of, you know, Colorado are really making a push since like last year to go 100% U.S. produced hemp for their clothing, which is great because clothes are made out of fucking oil. Did you know this?
No, I would not know that. But
petroleum, if your shirt or anything has any sort of flex, give, spandex, nylon, anything.
So polyester, like our Skims?
Yeah, bitch. I am fucking plastic on plastic on plastic. Fucking petroleum is what's used to make that type of fabric, to make fabric, you know, to make the stretch in the fabric. The plastic is woven. And then every time you wash your fucking clothes, thousands and thousands of particles of microplastics seep into the fucking shit. It gets crazy. Hemp is a great alternative solution. And so is cotton, but it's so expensive to manufacture cotton than it is this. Fucking yeah. Polyester is oil. And we're using oil, my man. We're using oil. So hemp would counter that. I digress.
But why wouldn't they use hemp if they're all worried about global warming and shit is my question.
What? One more time?
Like, how they're like, oh, recycle, reuse, blah, 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 global warming and all these things. Why would we not use more hemp?
And the FBI don't go back on what they say.
Well, the DEA fucking, yeah, cock blocks.
Yeah.
Like, this is the shit part, is the DEA fucking cock blocks, okay? Coming up here with this big swinging dick. And it's like, hey, you need to check all of your seeds before you sow them with the DEA, which no other seed or farm has to do for their crop. Only the ones that grow hemp. So they have an additional hurdle that they have to go through, closely monitored by that. And then once they do harvest all this fucking crop, there's not enough machine manufacturing sites to change it into what it needs to be. So they're fucking pigeonholed before and pigeonholed after. Mm-hmm. And it's making it very, very difficult. But now we have to influence it because our number one import's coming from China and our second's Canada. So we're like, well, fuck, we should probably start growing our own shit now. But that means we got to either make more plants to manufacture these or we got to move into these other manufacturing spots, right? But yeah, dude, fucking weed. And not to mention, what do you know that's good about weed?
There's a lot of factors, I think, that are good about weed. You know, you can research it with studies or studies that research it with mental health factors.
Yeah.
It's good for a lot of mental health. Like ADHD is a diagnosis I have.
For sure.
I find a lot of times that it's the only thing that can help slow my mind. And
yeah.
I'm super worked up or the day is just really stressful or something. I find that when I smoke, it helps calm down. And
yeah.
I think a lot of other people can find that.
It yeah. chills me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I get more creative. I get more fun.
Thank God, because you needed it today.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, there's just
my ADHD, like completely different vibe than I was 30 minutes ago. Like
the health factors too that come along with weed too that a lot of people I think don't understand. Like,
yeah.
Can we say her name? I mean,
we'll bleep it.
It's allowed to be in.
Bleep it, but I mean, she's had a pretty hard diagnosis.
Yeah.
Doctors don't understand why it hasn't grown, and the only thing that makes any sense for a certain time in her life was because she was smoking daily weeds.
Yeah.
And you just, I think there are some health factors that are linked to weed that maybe a lot of people aren't seeing the
for
statistics
sure.
or the studies on.
Well, that's what originally started weed, right? That's what first paved the way for this whole legalizing was medicinal use.
Yep.
And it was, you know, cancer patients to help with sleep, mm-hmm. to help with pain management, to help with appetite, with
nausea.
And then you have, so yeah, you definitely have the basics of that arthritis. It was just a really great pain management tool,
CBD
right?
CBD for that and stuff
then,
too.
And now we go over to CBD extract, right? Which has no THC in it. Again, is another misconception.
Has a little bit. How, I thought
no, less than 0.3%.
I know.
You on a drug test though. Like,
oh, okay.
Minimum, not enough to get you legally high.
Oh, okay.
Because the difference is too is THC is an inhibitor, right? Mm-hmm. It is an inhibitor. Anyways, CBD is not. But yeah, you have this tincture, right? So that was stopping up seizures. That
yeah,
was fucking
people
helping.
Were putting in their kids' mouths and stuff like the drops. Yeah, I remember people were putting in their coffee.
Yeah,
I've heard of that. Yeah, for
very
sure.
Very medicinal.
I've had a CBD pen before.
Yeah.
But it made my stomach hurt, so I didn't do it. It was one of the side effects. Did you know that?
Stomach aches. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Like going to the bathroom.
It gives you like, not indigestion, but like fucking diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. That's a warning
remember
label.
That?
That's a fucking warning
but we
label.
We have to remember I have a
smoke
really.
And you might shit
but
yourself.
Remember
and you're
I
like,
have a really sensitive stomach, so maybe other people it doesn't affect that.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, how many states have weed legalized?
Oh, my God. I feel like because Ohio just fucking passed their thing, I feel like my number's off. But you mean recreationally or, like, medicinally?
Well, I think recreationally is what I'm after.
Okay, I'm going to guess, and then we have to look up the number.
Okay, okay.
My guess is 28.
Recreationally. Okay.
24.
Oh, maybe medicinally is
and
28.
DC. Okay. 24 states and Washington, D.C.
What a
it.
Joke. They have their own district.
Have their own district? What is this?
That's some shit.
The Vatican.
Don't ask me. Don't ask. So,
dude.
So, anyways,
so 24
states out of
50 nifty United States.
So we still have.
We have a long way to go, gang.
God,
here's the thing, too, is the benefits about
states that do not have it.
Yeah,
legalized.
Dude.
Idaho is one of them. That is where we are.
That's what I think you got to understand it too. Is like we were talking a lot about the fiscal benefits of legalizing marijuana. Okay. Like here's where I'm at with it, just politically. And we'll talk about, okay, I understand that there's side effects to this, but we drink every day. Okay. Like stop. So Arizona passed measures in 2022, and I think Ohio just fucking passed to make weed consumption for recreational purposes legal and has collected more than $284 million of tax revenue since the legalization. And that's the thing too, is like collectively, we're in the billions here, like over $3.5 billion collectively has been made taxable income off of the legalization of marijuana. And that can go to school programs and wages mm-hmm. for teachers and new roads and what the fuck are toll roads? Why am I paying for a road I gotta pay for and I live paid taxes? Paying. No, it just is better for your community. It's pouring all this money back into the community. I don't understand.
I do. It's because people are conservative and they don't.
People are conservative because the stigma comes with weed. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're a stoner loser that's not, like, doesn't function in society.
We were fucking talking about this. Okay, riddle me this. I used to be a bus driver. Okay. Yeah.
Beep, beep.
And I loved driving kids to the school. And the thing that drove me crazy is that I couldn't have smoked a joint the night before mm-hmm. I went to bed. But I could have got loaded. You know what I mean? As long as I had like six hours
in between
separating my shift, it didn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. So tell me how that makes sense to me.
It's America.
This is America.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a stigma because alcohol is so accepted.
Yeah.
You can go to brunch, have mimosas, that's accepted. And I'm talking about somebody who drinks, aka me, that's accepted, but smoking weed is not in certain states. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not.
There's definitely a stigma for, like, we even talked about
this. And Idaho is going to be the last state that approves it.
I say the same thing.
The last state. That's like, it's going to be. I don't even know if they will unless something changes. You know what I mean? If you get like
a Democrat governor, that's not going to happen until it's federally legalized. We'll be the last state mm-hmm. to do it until it's.
Which there's a lot of things that I like about here, but that's one that's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One of a lot.
But what they don't understand also when you're talking about like the fiscal aspect of it is. Like, you know, you always hear like the war on drugs and everything. And a lot of that's based around harder drugs, but a lot of it's based around like the cartels and stuff bringing marijuana in. And you're like,
Keep going.
They're bringing weed and stuff in. And at a certain point, that's where a lot of this is coming in from the streets. Is like, you may not be buying direct cartel weed, but somebody you know is, and that, or that's buying true. It from somebody that
that's
is
a good point.
Come bringing it in illegally. And so if you think about it, one of the ways to end that in the war on drugs and what you're trying to do so hard about, don't fight it in a way that you could legalize it and control it. That's the same thing that you're trying to do right now, but you're taking the wrong approach to something you could legalize that wouldn't have the same effects as, like, you know, decriminalizing hard drugs that some states and other countries have. Like, you don't have to take that hard of approach, but, like, let's at least drop the weed.
The crazy thing is that pumps enough money back into the community for education and for you know, rehabilitation as
show
well.
Show that it's going for the right things and the right reasons, and maybe use people get a tax break or something. Just like, show the right reasons. Like, hey, you don't have to pay as much into the schools or whatever on these levies if you just legalize weed. Like,
just lift up the rock. It's under the rock. Just lift it up the rock.
Idaho is a state that a lot of people don't understand this, but the income they would make if they legalized weed, it would be a large, large number. And I think a lot of people
already have it in Oregon. People are just driving to Ontario, Oregon. So it doesn't really matter.
We're just dumping money into their economy.
Into Oregon.
That's what doesn't make sense about Idaho. Because they watch it and they know it's happening. Because you've got to see.
They're pissed, but they're not going to do anything about it. There's no way these people will approve.
No,
I just pull them over when they come back across.
I actually haven't been doing that.
I haven't met their fucking quota. Yeah.
But yeah. So,
and you're not even high.
And this is when it's my bedtime. When did you first smoke weed?
When I was 16.
And where were you? Like, tell us the first experience.
I was at my parents' house. They were out of town.
Ooh. Confessional?
Yeah.
Monday. Sunday.
Me and my sister had a couple friends over, and one of the guys brought weed, so.
So you tried it?
Yeah.
Peer pressure?
Did you get high the first time?
Yeah, it was the first time.
It's like a halfway. Sometimes you get high, and sometimes you don't.
I definitely did, though,
I was like halfway.
I was super stoned.
I'd say. I was 18. Shocker, didn't do anything bad when I was young. bad. That was in quotes. And I was with two friends that were a couple years older than me, so they had the weed and smoked it in a car, like in a neighborhood. And then I thought the cops were going to get us, you know. It sounds like I might be paranoid schizo with all these. Yeah, my dad. And so then we got McDonald's at the end, and then they dropped me off at my parents' house. But the story I would like to tell is I was, you know, everything was so cool, hotboxing in the car, like with friends in a neighborhood. We drove away from, they picked me up. We go away from my neighborhood, just across the street to the other neighborhood, and we're smoking and everything. And I'm so high. I get dropped off. And right when I walk in, my dad goes, "Valerie, come get your sister." And I was like, "Oh no," because I was so high. And my dad, I don't know if I said, my dad smoked weed for a lot of years. So it's like, how did he not notice? Yeah. You know what I mean? And I confessed this to them, and they were like, "What?" And so my sister had fell asleep. She's 10 years younger than me. So I'm 18. She's like 8. She had fell asleep in their room. So they go, "Come get your sister, put her to bed," because we shared a room. And I was like, "Okay." And I was like getting her, taking her to bed. And I'm just like, "Let's go." And he didn't notice. I don't know if he just didn't care or never thought I would do that. I don't know. But that was scary. I thought I was going to get caught. But again, I was over 18.
Yeah.
So there was like nothing I could get grounded. I don't know. But that was that's a memory I'll never forget. Come on, little Rachel.
Time for bed.
Come on, it is.
Time to go to bed.
What's that smell?
I know. I was so worried. I was just like, yeah.
I farted. Go.
What about you?
I was 13.
That's where
I was 13. A friend of mine. Of a friend. And yeah, we went over to, she had a cool mom. She had a fun mom. And she knew exactly where her mom's bud was. And we fucking smoked out of the head of a hose. It was the fucking, like, the cone shape. We fucking cut a hole in the screen, used the screen, put the weed on top, and smoked it like that. And fucking burned the brass down our fucking esophaguses. And yeah, I remember getting fucking pretty blitzed. That I didn't get really high. I got high, but I didn't get fucking high. I kept hanging out with her, though. Yeah, and I remember the one time I got real fucking high. She took me to a party, and it was like in the middle of the fucking day at this apartment.
13?
No, I think I was like 14 at this point. Oh, 14 okay. Or 15 for sure. I was still pretty young. And we were at this little daytime party. It was very weird. The front door was kind of just open, and people were going in and out. And I get to this back room, and they're passing two bongs simultaneously. And then it gets to me and the guy next to me. And we were like, "Oh, shit." Because we got hit back to back. And I died. Like, I took a fucking fat rip. Was choking. Couldn't cough. Finally caught my breath. Took the second hit. And it was lights out. And I literally was so high, and I get so sleepy when I'm high. You know me. I'm such a sleepy panda. I'm such a, just a bear. And I was looking for a place to sleep. Dude, I was like, I need to find a place to sleep. And now, and I found a bag of See's chocolate candy, caramel candy. So I grabbed those. And there was a sleeping bag, dude. Yeah. And some people were laying out in the front little, they had like a, it was like an apartment, a little foyer there, where just not foyer, but like a open blades of grass. And people were just chilling out. It was a really nice day. And I remember I crawled in the sleeping bag in the front yard, and I was eating my fucking candies, dude, just drifted into the abyss. I was so high. This fucking kid comes by, and his mom, and she goes, "Go get mommy a little candy. Go see that little girl's candies. Go get my." But I was locked in my body. I was landlocked. Like, oh, I was, I God. Couldn't get out of this comatose and move my body. But I heard the kid come all the way up and get the whole bag of candy. And he took the whole fucking bag of candy. That's what happens. Took the whole bag. And she goes, "No, I meant just what?" He's like, sneaking away. And I'm like, locked in my body. What I would have given to go back to that moment and just been like,
just scared the shit. Just
fucking. My candies! My candies!
The fact that that's what you think about, what you could change. We're going back to that time.
We could go back and change the world, but that's the spot we're going back to, is that fucking memory. And then I passed the fuck out, dude. I passed the fuck out till nighttime. She had to come get me.
She woke me up and I was like, what? She's like, bro, it's nighttime. Like, even now you're sleeping, dude. That's how you know you're in a safe community. Thank you so much for that. For that. I really do. Let's play gratitude
Thank
to that.
Thank you for not kidnapping Amanda.
So many times where
so
I should
many times.
Or yeah. died. Yeah. Kidding me? And so, yeah, woke up and like fucking went, got something to eat, drove home because I was spending the night at her house anyways. Yeah. It was a vibe, dude. It was so great. But yeah, I was very young, and I've been smoking for like 2 decades. I clocked some time for sure.
That
I definitely, I love smoking weed, man. Like, can we talk about our experiences smoking weed? Like, what's your favorite type of way to ingest weed?
My absolute all-time favorite is dabs.
Dabs,
yeah,
bro.
You turn into a fucking zombie.
I'm not allowed to do dabs.
Dabs.
But
they're
no,
not
there was
good for you.
There
really.
Wasn't over time that I did dabs. Like,
that was bad.
I was running around with my brother a lot at this point, and he had a connect and guy he coyote hunted a lot with, and they'd go coyote hunting in Nevada, and they had a connect, and we'd get. My brother would knock on the door and he'd walk in and he'd be like, pizza's here, and it'd be an entire pizza box of dab. And so we'd just...
Oh my God, dude.
I don't even know how much it weighed, but
oh
we'd,
my God,
that's what we'd
dude.
Have. That's what they'd bring back, and that's... We'd have it just on the table over there.
Yeah,
and
great
chip
memories,
away at
huh?
It, just chip away at
great
it.
Memories we'd that take, I remember.
Oh gram dabs and... I mean, it loaded up to be a bad time, but there were some good memories
dude,
there for a little bit.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's impressive. That's crazy. I from a bitch used to smoke spice, dude. Okay.
That's basically like the trend that it was.
And like,
it was
you
like
so crazy.
And
it's like, I was like, you guys ever smoke spice? And the group that I was with, I can't remember. And they were like, spice? That shit was meth. I was like, no, it wasn't. Like, I smoked a lot. We smoked so much spice. It was crazy.
That's probably what's
That's
wrong.
Something I've actually never done.
I smoked spice and that shit made me trip. I'd be
we
like, did you see that?
People's worlds
it was,
spice,
it
sure.
really was bad news.
Because
well,
my ex was
in
the military, so we couldn't smoke. Like, yeah. So we would do that. Absolutely.
Let's do spice. Yeah,
we
no,
would
it's
take
stupid. I never will.
Double gravity bongs, bro. Like, oh my God.
Not good. That's kind of where I feel like I ventured off of
yeah.
that. Life.
Real uncool.
It just wasn't. I just didn't like how it was. I don't know. So I've done something you don't have. You haven't
ooh,
done.
You're so naughty.
Wow.
Slut. Cool. Slut.
No. I don't know. I just don't think I've ever had any interest to
well,
smoke spice.
Spice yeah. was around before you were born.
Not
basically.
Before I was born.
You were like in elementary school. So.
When you were a child.
But literally like you were
came
in elementary school when spice was out.
Yeah, I definitely and then kind of grew from there. My love from drugs, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so did my love for alcohol and sex. So, I mean, can we all put it on marijuana, really? But let's talk about.
We don't say marijuana.
Let's talk about why we don't say marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Val, why don't we?
Because it's almost like. I don't know the right word, but it's because it's from the Spanish descent and marijuana was like a negative word about it. So
yeah, the word marijuana hadn't yeah. been used a lot before them and everybody mm-hmm. used cannabis. Kind of like how we do now in the dispensaries or flower or whatever.
Yeah. Flower, that's one.
Yeah, like cannabis is like the scientific name for it, but... In the 1910s and 20s, the word marijuana became associated with Mexicans
yeah.
who were stereotyped as the people who frequently used cannabis.
Right.
And the U.S. government used it as, an anti-cannabis propaganda, calling it marijuana. Ooh. And yeah, Mexican on basically pinning it on Mexican immigrants. Mm. And they go on to say like this anti-cannabis propaganda spread a great deal of myths around cannabis and perpetuated racist stereotypes.
Ooh.
Sounds
like Amanda was a part of that.
Oh my God.
News for the people of China.
Fuck. Because it's tied to racist and anti-cannabis propaganda, marijuana is a word that many people in the industry are no longer using. I just prefer to go with cannabis.
So Mary Jane is the white way to say marijuana.
Yeah. It's just crazy too because like at that time too, cannabis was a legal cross-border import. So, like, they were allowing it in. That's what is crazy to me. It's like many Mexicans were immigrating to the United States during the early 20th century, but because of the Mexican Revolution, but like they were allowing the import in. Like, what do you?
Well, weed has a crazy history. If you really look into why it's illegal, it's a really crazy history to why the United States. It's like States alcohol, has.
Where they approve it, they don't. They well, yeah, ban
well, that's
it,
what they, happened. Well, is they banned it during the Prohibition, yeah.
And
as
they've
well.
they've never taken until recently the stigma off of it. Until I mean. Honestly, real recently.
What is the century?
With Colorado being the first, yeah, the first state to do it.
But people are actually safer driving a vehicle, like, high, you know, not from, like, other drugs, but weed specifically compared to alcohol.
The majority of stoned people out there that are, you know, smoking and then driving, you wouldn't know. There's a high percentage that you'll have no idea. But drinking and driving, how many people have you followed that you think were drinking and driving because they're driving made no sense?
Don't tell me that having a beer or having two beers with dinner with my friends isn't the same as smoking half a J or smoking a J over a 2-hour increment period. It maths to me. Like, girl math. But, like, to me,
no, it's true.
I can smoke one J while you can pound 2 or 3 beers and drive home. And, I'm going to kick it over a meal over 2 hours. I'm good, dude. I'm going to smoke. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy to me.
Well, and I've, done both. And you're way more apparent. Like, for me, you're way more aware of what's going on. And you're just like, oh, my God, am I going the speed limit? Yeah, I am. Like, yeah, like.
I'm going under the speed
you're
limit.
You're going under. You're going slower. You're not driving fast. Like, it's not anything risky
for
to me.
Sure.
Like, when people drink, they get fucking risky.
They really do.
Yeah.
They get, yeah, they do. Because they're in every, of course, it's going to affect your, and that's like a negative side effect of weed and any other drug and inhibitor.
Will you be able to react as fast?
Don't
probably
operate
not.
Heavy machinery, yeah, right? Yeah. If you choose to use, you have to choose how to get your ass home and how to drink responsibly and be smoking responsibly, using responsibly. It's the same fucking rules. And you, again, dump the money that you're making back into the education on this drug because it is a drug. And the youth, too, it is addictive. That's what a lot of these stats were saying, where 1 in 6 young adults gets addicted. And that's ages 18 and under. And so it's highly addictive in the when you're young. And then it goes to 1 in 10 adults are addicted to marijuana. So for those numbers, it's like, okay, we need to just educate our kids about how it is to smoke weed and talk about it, introduce it just like we would alcohol when they're 21, and we fucking go from there, dude.
Well, and just pick what age you think it's appropriate and do your research, because I know there are some statistics that say, you know, it has effect on brain development and stuff like that at the younger age. So just be smart as a parent. If your kid does show interest into it, just tell them, hey, you know, I don't know, but maybe.
Same thing with Whippets. Same thing with snorting coke. Same thing with taking Molly. Like,
I mean, it's the same thing.
We gotta talk about this.
Because I think you can use all of those in a safe manner. I've never done Whippets. That's one I've never been interested in either. But
oh, fuck, dude. Just taking brain cells. Pull.
I mean, I enjoy.
Do you remember going to those fucking parties, those Whippet parties, dude?
And there's just cans.
Cartridges
just
fucking
everywhere.
Covering the floor, dude.
I don't know how some of those people are still alive, honestly, that I watch do it.
They are a shell of themselves, I will tell you. Like, they're checked the fuck out of this consciousness, which is, like, not a bad idea, but not that route. I'd get there through meditation, through Whippets. Like, no.
Yeah, not
Whippets. No.
Dude, Whippets.
People are, like, not the same after that.
They're not the same.
But how do you know you're too young if you haven't done knife hits, though?
I've done knife hits.
Oh, so
she doesn't know what a knife hit is.
She's too young for you, bro.
Oh, those are some good memories.
Knife hits, bro.
In Ontario, Oregon, doing knife hits.
Knife hits.
The stove.
Oh, my God, dude.
If you don't know what a knife hit is, let us know.
What's a knife hit?
I don't know. You put it on a knife and heat it up on the stove.
What on a knife?
The weed. And then, he lied
so
on the stove.
So what you do is, because you know when you get, towards the bottom of your stash and you start getting grimy with it? It's so interesting. You get a new fucking bag of bud and then you're, so liberal with your shit. You're like, fuck it. And then towards
the
end,
everyone
wants
your weed. It was a party.
I got to scrape.
Yeah.
And so
the
what
resin,
we do.
The resin.
Yeah.
That's
so, so you would wedge the butter knives in the stove, you know, and the coils would heat it up. and then you put a resin, like, yeah, like a tacky resin dab.
Resin ball, yeah.
And then you'd fucking fry it, and then you'd suck it through either like a cutoff, you know, coke top, or just fucking a filler, or whatever, a funnel.
I don't remember what I smoked it off the knife hit.
You smoke it up?
Yeah, so but that was at parties, and so everyone wanted to do it, so they didn't want to use all their weed, you know. So it was like the resin hits was a big thing.
I always love to smoke. Smoking is my favorite. I hate that it's so stinky. I really do, but I love J's. I love good rolled J's. I'll always smoke a J. I remember in college was like the first time I bought my little green piece called Elixir.
Oh my gosh!
My friend helped me named it. And Matt, we made it. And I had a little bag of weed, and I was so special. And I would smoke it like before bed. I never had my own bag. I always had my own. I felt like such a fucking badass, dude. Like I did. I felt cool.
It always felt good the first time that you had your own shit and like your own pipe and your own bong.
And if you don't offer somebody to have a puff. Oh,
rule 101. If you're smoking weed in front of somebody, you always offer. Like, and if you don't have enough to share, you shouldn't be smoking in front of other people.
No, you are not.
Whatever. You would never say that.
Are you a cop?
Something I am jealous of is the, because I feel like if I, what, like, I haven't smoked in years, but the whole oil pens, like.
This is my go-to, the cartridge pens.
If
I
had that back then, that is so me.
Yeah.
That is so me. Because I would complain about the harshness, like, from smoking weed, like, out of a piece. 100%. Wow. I'm so educated. I'm so, it almost sounds like I used to smoke back in the day.
Oh, fucking Stoner City, bro. Stoner City. You're scared more this way. Yeah, so you have fucking knife hits, dabs, joints, vapes, waxes, edibles,
tinctures.
Oh my god, fucking tinctures, bro. Oh my god.
Certain, like, I think it's called RSO oils or whatever. You might have to check me on that. Yeah. Those are supposed to just absolutely.
They were created
medicinally, but they're a super, super strong oil that you can use recreationally too.
Yeah. And you just, there's just so yummy syrups. I remember when one of my friends was a clipper, right? A harvester. And he took a huge vat of all the clippings that he had saved and mixed it with a huge gallon thing of extra virgin coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
And let it simmer for like 2 days and gave me a whole fucking vat of this like infused THC extra virgin or organic whatever fucking oil.
Coconut oil? Okay.
And I used it in everything, dude. I used it. I used it to bake.
I remember that. Yeah, dude. Yeah, we used that for like everything.
I used it all over my body. I would swish with it, bro.
What people are doing is cooking with weed now, like with the oil. They are making pastas. I mean, they're making it like a full thing.
Fucking the light leaves off of it, too, can doll up for a cute little strawberry salad.
There's a restaurant, I can't remember what state it's in, one of the legalized states, obviously, but it's a restaurant that does a 5-course meal that's all infused.
That's my favorite. I wanted to start to finish.
Yeah,
open up a rooftop bar based off that show, and where they would pair it with weed-infused drinks, those creative drinks.
It's such a good idea. It had a bunch of good reviews when I looked the place up. And
that's one of my dreams, for sure. Oh, I would love that. The whole experience, right? That would be really nice.
You would love that because food and weed.
Food and weed? If someone goes down on me under this table, this is the perfect goddamn trifecta I've ever had.
Is this weed gluten-free?
it is? Yes, my guy. It's weed crusted. I could have it. It's not even bread.
Have you ever heard of a weed pizza? That's what a man eats now.
Oh, God. Yes, please.
I bet. It could make that.
Oh, we can make it happen. Are you kidding me? Today's technology can make anything happen. Okay.
You can make a 3D pizza.
We can make. Stop.
I was thinking like at the library, you know?
Make a 3D pizza.
Oh, I'm kind of funny.
Anyways, all this to say, guys,
weed, not marijuana.
Not marijuana.
Yeah.
Weed.
So stop saying that.
Stop saying it. Because we're woke now.
Yeah.
Don't say we're woke.
Sorry, we're not woke. I'm not woke. Am I woke?
I don't know.
Wake up!
Why'd you put little makeup? Why'd you put the ketchup on the table? Come on, Susan. Come in on that, Kaylee. You gotta come in on that, Kaylee.
I played the drums.
Sorry. Anyways.
Oh my god. She probably doesn't know that song.
Oh man.
Just kidding.
You know what I did find? Well, do you know any, like, what's an interesting fact about weed? I don't know. Do you know any interesting facts about weed?
That only female weed plants get you high.
Yeah. Only the females give the flower.
Shocker.
Give the flower, and you gotta, if the Hermes, which are both male and female, yeah, and males pop up next to those female, they fucking gay. These fucking male plants be horny dudes. You gotta immediately remove them and the Hermes. And then the female flower. So, like, you can buy exclusively female seeds.
But how do you know which one's which?
You have to grow them. They have to bud. And then
once they all look different.
Once they bud, you'll see, okay, this one's female. This one's you have to.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like I learned that on that one show that got canceled that we all loved. That weed show. That it was like.
Weedology.
On
Netflix.
Yes, and it got
canceled. That weed cooking show too.
One was my favorite.
That's what inspired the rooftop. Yeah,
the Netflix show was
a cute show.
It was about a family dispensary, and
yeah,
it was.
I wonder why they canceled it.
I can't remember. First, we thought it was because it was weed and people aren't about it.
Yeah, but no, they canceled it for another reason. But it was disjointed.
Disjointed, yeah, there wasn't enough viewers or something. Wow. I think
that's what it's called. Let me look it up. I'll make sure.
Find out why it was canceled. Anyways, but
what's your interesting fact about weed?
I don't know. I mean, I think Kayla touched on it, is how it helps people with ADHD is kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. And I do think that it's good for a lot of people. This is my own opinion about weed, not a fact about or interesting, but I think.
What are you going to do with these thoughts and opinions?
No, I just think that
facts and opinions.
It can cause some people anxiety, but some people it cures their anxiety in those moments. So it's like 50-50 chance is kind of how I see it.
That's the thing too, like CBD specifically, mm-hmm. which is, you know, different.
Yeah.
But like that is literally an antidepressant, just more natural. Mm-hmm. Like that's exactly what it is. That is what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's prescribed in that manner, to help with PTSD and anxiety and depression. And it's crazy that, like, from a beautiful plant, it's crazy, the hurdles.
And it can make clothes, and we're not using it.
They say we have cannabinoid receptors or whatever in our bodies. That's why
we're meant to be fucking, dude. We're meant to be a tango. This is not even, I think that's interesting. I would say my interesting fact is the Waldos. So why the 420 is named 420. Those five kids out of California who would meet after school 420 on the wall. So they called themselves the Waldos. And they just would meet every fucking 420 every day. It was kind of like the code to smoke. But then that somehow got published in a magazine. And then it blew up from there. Now we fucking celebrated on what the
That's
fuck?
Crazy,
like,
yeah.
Marketing. Like, just poof.
Vans and what logo year was means that 420.
When they did that.
Oh my God, that's a great question. I don't even.
Are those people still alive?
In the 1970s is approximately when that fucking term took off. It'd be interesting if they're still alive. I'm sure they smoking down. Dude, the founders of 420, they're going to live forever.
30 plus 20 something. They're probably in their 70s.
Times three.
Yeah, sure. It's not church and power.
Yeah. For sure, dude.
Thanks for joining us for...
Damn. Yeah. Well, okay. Absolutely. Real Talk Sunday. We're going to end on Real Talk Sundays. Weed is addictive. Don't smoke before you're 18.
Yeah, it could ruin your brain.
Your brain health, too, can cause permanent IQ loss of as much as 8 points if you smoke it.
Yeah.
And these IQ points don't come back. Okay.
That's scary.
Like, before 18.
Same thing with alcohol, though. It takes away
using
things.
It as a young age. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. Athletic performance.
Yeah, don't do that before you play sports.
It's gonna slow you down.
Help you, dude.
But you wouldn't chug a beer before you go run a track meet.
Exactly.
Don't fucking smoke a J before you go. Fuck you, guys. Come on, just
use
responsibly.
Your muscle twitch won't be going.
Don't drive under the influence of this. Don't smoke while you're pregnant. Allegedly, supposedly. Okay. Like, no studies can actually link that. But
that is not provable.
And then, yeah, daily life, just using responsibly, guys, mm-hmm. especially in fiscally responsibly, right? So you got to budget for it just like you would go and get a case of beer. So here we are. But it's just better for you. But also all the other benefits.
Pay your bills before you
buy
some.
So when you really look at how your opinion around marijuana has formed, and if you're one of those people that's like, oh, marijuana, just is really into that stigma, I would ask ourselves why. Why do we feel that way? Where did that come from? Was that a parent thing? Was that inherited? Did I learn something? I mean, because it's fine to smoke it. Like, I don't drink really. Like, I do socially, but, like, yeah. I don't drink beer. But, like, I understand other people that do. So same thing I would feel with the respect for smoking is, like, don't have that. Just because I smoke instead of drinking a glass of wine doesn't make me a lesser mom.
Yeah.
Just because I smoke, after I get off of work instead of have a couple beers doesn't make me a lesser coworker. Like, it's...
I think it's just being open-minded because, like you were saying, it doesn't make you lesser than. And if you think people are losers because they smoke, no, they're probably just a loser.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the weed that's making them a loser.
Yeah,
probably contributing them have no motivation, but it just means they don't have any motivation.
Money and recreational drugs are going to magnify what you already are. So if you're a lazy piece of shit, you're going to be a magnified lazy piece of shit. You get a lot of money, you're going to be making money, lazy piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Be responsible and don't do it on company time. Like
shit, man.
Just do it responsibly. Have like
integrity.
Yeah. Like, it's not super hard. You can be an everyday stoner and still do it.
Well, I just think like people that work at dispensaries don't think they're allowed to smoke, even though they work at a dispensary.
There are rules that they're not supposed to. I don't know how many follow it, but like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
for sure.
There's rules out there.
So, I mean, yeah.
Follow the rules.
If your company says that, stay sober at work, just, you don't drink beer at work, so don't smoke your pen. Some people do. Yeah, but I mean, don't smoke your pen or don't smoke your bowl or whatever. Just be respectful of...
Don't be a fucking douche. Like, but, oh my God, let's be adults here.
Doesn't mean you can't come home and fucking load a bowl or smoke your pen or smoke a J, whatever your touch
Kick
is.
Kick up. Like, I don't Light understand. So for this episode, thank you for joining us about everything that we kind of fucking know. There's probably a bunch of other shit that we were like, oh yeah, that too. Like,
I don't think people know that hemp can make clothes.
Yeah.
I think that was a good fact. Things. Good fun fact.
Yeah. And I really have a lot of, it's the first Mary I ever fell in love with. And I really love weed. I love responsible use of weed. I love weed and everything. Love what it does for people. Love that it has instant camaraderie worldwide, dude.
Yeah.
You fuck around with 420, like we have this instant, like, okay, cool people. Like we smoke down. It's just, it's an instant warm hug. And I really love it. I wish we could all smoke it together.
Met a lot of cool people smoking weed.
So many cool people, right? Put me in a room with a bunch of stoners over alkies any day, dude. Like, smoking out versus shot for shot. No bong, no J for J, though. Let's go, dude. What are we going to do? Fall asleep on each other? Yeah. Better than fucking. Like, and then vomiting. Like, this is way better. And then you just eat everything. Ah, it's just the best. But yeah, and of course, when you ingest the vape, dude, the smoke, like your throat is at risk, right? Just high
when
risk.
When your lungs, like anytime you're putting anything into your body like that, we get that. We understand that. But I think it's a lot safer than a lot of options out there. Cigarettes and nicotine vapes. And
I totally agree. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just really love weed. Let's take a moment of gratitude.
I'm meditating.
That was lovely.
Love weed.
Thank you, guys. We love weed. Okay. And do your research. This episode's artist and song is Protégé. And the song's called A Vibe. It is featuring Wiz Khalifa.